نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فكهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم أنفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين يا رب العالمين. Inshallah, today we will look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayahs 40 and 41. We will begin with the word meaning. Ya Bani. Ya is for O, as in Ya Ayyuha. Bani. Bani means son, or children, or offspring. So Ya Bani, O children, or offspring. Israida, of Israel. This was another name for Yaqub alayhi salam. Uzkuru, recall, remember or mention. This is said for something to remember. Ni'amati, my bounty or favor. Ya at the end means my. So ni'amati, my bounty. Allati, this is the feminine form for alladhi. It means which. An'amtu, we saw another form of this word in Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says an'amta, which meant you favored or blessed. You was indicated by the ta fatha in the end, but here it is dhamma over the ta. It means I. So an'amtu, I favored or blessed. Alaykum, ala, upon, kum, you. Wa awfu, wa, and, awfu. The root is waw, fa, ya. It means to fulfill. And this word is a command. You all fulfill or complete. Bi ahdi, be with ahdi, covenant or promise. The ya at the end indicates my, so bi ahdi, with my covenant or promise. Ufi, I shall fulfill. What did we learn so far? Ufu, first form was a command. You fulfill. Now here is ufi, means I. If we look at the beginnings, if a noon comes in the beginning, it means we. If that comes, then it means you. If ya comes, then this is for third person, he or she. And if begins with the alif, it comes as a mutakallim, one who is speaking. So here, ufi, I will or shall fulfill. Bi ahdikum, with your covenant or promise. Wa iyaya, before we learn iyaka, as in iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. What did that mean? It meant only yours. Here, iyyaya means me alone. Farhabun, the beginning fa means so. Arhabun, from the root word rahaba. Irhabun, if we look at a word rahib, this is a person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. He spent his life away from people, living an ascetic life to worship Allah. So the meaning, the actual meaning, is trembling of heart. So here, farhabuni means, so fear me. The ya kasra at the end indicates me. Wa aminu, and believe, bima, be with, ma, what, anzaltu, from nun zayda, sending down. Now what does tu mean again? As in an'amtu, it meant I. So anzaltu, I send down, musaddiqan, from sad dal qaf, sidq, means to verify. So musaddiqan, one who verifies. Lima, li, for, ma, whatever. Ma'akum, ma'a, with, kum, you. Wala, and do not. Takunu, ta, you. Wow, alif at the end. All, you all, be or become. Awwala, first. Kafirin, deniers or disbelievers. Bihi, with it or in it. Wala, and do not. Tashtaru, ta, you all. Ishtara means to buy or to sell. So tashtaru, you all buy or sell or barter. Bi-ayati, be, here it means instead of. Ayati, my signs or verses. Samanan, a price. Qalilan, little or small. Wa'iyaya, and only me. Fattakuni, fa, so, attakuni, you safeguard yourself or adopt taqwa from me. Alhamdulillah. We will now look at the tafsir. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayahs 40 and 41.